everyone. It's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody. And every body. The weather is getting warmer and it's time to swap my winter layers for fun, vibrant, and cool clothing. With so many fun things happening this spring, like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, it's hard to find great looking clothes that fit you just right. That's why I love JCPenney. JCPenney has so many stylish and comfortable options for so many different body types. I've been blown away by their selection and everything hugs my body in all the right spots. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with style that gets you. Something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency, where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
You can work from the road while turning your vehicle into a powerful high-speed data Wi-Fi hotspot with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. On a network that covers more roads than any other carrier, connect up to 10 devices and stream conference calls, finish up that presentation, or answer last-minute emails. Go to att.com/in-car Wi-Fi to see if you're eligible for a free trial today. Based on independent third-party data, always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
KFI AM 640, you're listening to the John Cobell Podcast on the iHeartRadio app.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa.
Oh, come on.
Happy holidays, everybody.
Come on, let's go. I want
fantastic.
I want it. I'll tell you.
Can you feel it?
I like that.
Did you try him for a good goodbye message for me? I mean, they got Gray Davis.
I don't know what Ray tried.
Ray did, yes, but no. We didn't hear from him.
Got hung too up busy on his farewell tour on his think tanks.
He would get really pissed off at us because someone I know lives on his block, and she works in the news business, and my wife and I know her pretty well, and she said after something we did that he actually came stomping down the sidewalk, standing on her driveway, railing about us. And she's looking at him like, well, what do you want me to do?
You know, a lot of our piñatas didn't take it well.
No.
You know, I got to mention this because one listener just sent in a suggestion for the co-host. Garrigus. And Mark Garrigus, we ripped to pieces, but of course, he's Scott Peterson's attorney, along with other guilty people. But he even understood it because he said to me one day, I know what you guys do. It's okay. And of course, he's been on the show more recently.
And he was supposed to call in and record something. But you can't trust a defense lawyer, can you?
He's a busy guy, John.
He made a commitment, said he was going to be here.
Now I just have to want to acknowledge so many listeners have sent emails, and I want to just thank them all at once. One guy says that with no more John and Ken, it's like no more Pink Floyd. That's a comparison. No, huh?
I'd never thought of it that way.
Compared to you, to Roger Waters, because you're an edgy cynic, and I was more like David Gilmour, because I'm the more stable of the pair.
See, is that right?
Anyway, that's how he compares to Pink Floyd, a legendary rock band.
That's a first time. Well, now we have a number of tributes here.
Tributes?
Yes, and Deborah Mark is jumping up and down, waving her hand in the air.
I am not.
She's leaning in.
You're meeting the moment. Well, go ahead, have Adam.
Ken,
One of the things that I really like that you did, and a lot of people didn't like, was when you would call me Little Debbie. I can't tell you how many people came up to me at the station and said, God, why don't you tell Ken to stop calling you Little Debbie? Don't you think it's demeaning? You're a news person. And I said, no, I think it's endearing. I think Ken secretly does like me. And I think it's, I think it's a sweet, well, maybe not, but I think it was sweet. And I always got a kick out of that. And of course, the vegan, another nickname that you have for me, I'm going to miss. And then one other thing that I thought was really sweet is when John was on vacation, this was pre-pandemic, you started this, it was short-lived. I think our boss did not like it at all, but you did this thing called Little Debbie's Corner.
Corner, right.
Yeah, where you had birds singing in the background, and he let me talk about whatever was
whatever
pissing
me
off.
Whatever she wanted to do.
Yes,
right.
Whatever I wanted to do. And I thought, wow. That was really sweet.
And I think it went well, but other people didn't like it.
I know. I liked it.
It sounds
too.
Like Bidenville.
It kind of
tweeted.
Was. Yeah. It was very similar in the music.
I was just tired and wanted to fill time with something.
I know.
Well, she's the one to go to. You need somebody to talk uninterrupted. That's
absolutely.
Your girl there.
Absolutely. But you have to weigh that against, will people stay tuned? Or I don't remember the topics you brought up, but I remember I thought it went well. I thought it was very cute, and I don't think we made a desk out of that, but
no, we didn't.
I remember telling you that too, and you took it very seriously. You went back to your room there, and you're going to prepare stuff.
Oh, I did. I wrote things. I really did, and I appreciate it. And when John wasn't here, you did let me blab a little more than I normally do. So I really enjoyed that, and I am going to miss you, Ken. I really am. And
stop sending me pictures.
I won't send you any more. I promise
it's
over.
Picture.
I will stick by that.
You have
I know
to.
John wants me to keep poking the bear.
Send him to me. Ooh. I'll send him. I'll give him the pictures.
I don't want to see your dog's genitals anymore either.
Okay, fine. You're no fun. But seriously, I hope you have a great retirement, and I hope you do all the traveling that you want. And thank you, because you and John have both been great supporters of me being on your show, and I really appreciate it.
Well, one thing that's going to happen in the future, and I can tell you this, one of my plans in retirement is to volunteer at an animal shelter.
Oh!
I haven't figured it out yet, but it's a goal. And if that happens, you're going to come and do that show and get those dogs adopted. That's what you wanted to do, and you never were able to put that together.
I tried. I really did.
What are you going to do at an animal shelter?
What if people do? You walk the dogs, you feed them, you take care of them. What do you mean, what do you do?
I'm asking you.
And he's going to pet them?
And apparently shuttle them to adoption things where they have events where, you know, people can see them and maybe take them. And
Ken, that's so sweet.
Oh, yeah. Man. I want to.
Because I hate people. So if I'm going to volunteer, it's going to have to be with animals.
I love
man,
it.
I want to know where you're going to be serving, and I'll come and watch. I want to see you.
Serving?
Yes,
it's not
serving.
Like I'll be a waiter with plates.
maybe bowls of dog food.
Where will you be serving?
We're going to do a live remote day that Ken.
That's right.
Right?
Oh, look
yeah,
at that.
That's what I'm saying.
That's exactly. I've been trying to get us to do it, and I have not been
successful.
That's what
I'm telling her. I think that's going to happen.
Okay.
It's a year from now or whatever.
We can do it, and look at this. Ken Champeau is working here today.
Woo! That'll be awesome.
Carrying bowls of dog food around.
Yeah, make it sound like a coincidence, right? Look at that's where he ended up, poor guy.
Boy,
he has to work with the... And it's not working. It's volunteering, John. I don't expect any money for that.
Well, you have enough.
You don't even understand the word volunteer. Anyway,
no, I don't.
So we know that's a problem for you.
I don't get
you.
That process. All right, Eric wants to speak.
Oh, right. Eric Sklar, the newest person on the Johnny Ken
yes,
team.
And youngest. And I will say, I started out as a listener because my dad would have you guys on in the car going home from basketball practice after school and all of that. So that's how I was first introduced to you guys. And when I got the job 3 years ago, I was like, wow, this is a really big deal. And I definitely have had big shoes to fill with Clay. And I said yesterday, I don't even compare to Clay. And Ken, you mentioned the desks and everything. And every time I would get an email from you about a new desk that you wanted to create, I would always get very nervous and hope that the first draft getting sent to you was something that you would like. So it meant a lot working with you. It's been an honor, and I wish you very, very much luck in the future. And I'm jealous you're going on the Tour de Ballpark before I get to do that.
Yes, I am going to go see all the baseball stadiums. I have a friend back east, and that's our plan. And that's what I want to say this. And here's behind the scenes. People are waiting for this kind of stuff, aren't they? They want to hear me just rip off, right?
Anything? Well, they've heard plenty today.
You're going to get one here. We're lucky to get this guy because after Clay left, oh, my God. We went through a series of board ops. Either they were incompetent or they hated our show and wouldn't work with us. In fact, I was told that. Nobody wants to work with you. I'm like, oh, get out of here.
Well, so it's
and I'm not going to say who said that, but that was said to me.
It's
and
funny.
We found this guy, as it turns out, you know, his parents were listeners and he was a listener and that's he true. Really understands and gets it. We were lucky because I was like, what are we going to do? You know, we got to have somebody in that position to help with the moist line and to do the desks and the drop-ins and all the important things. And I didn't panic, but I said, it's they got to be out there.
I always say that whenever there we need somebody, who are we going to get? I go find somebody who listens to the show and likes it.
Exactly. Were you hanging around the sports station? Where were you then?
Well, so actually, I started out as an intern for Petros and Money in college, and then I was on the street team, and I worked a couple of your gas tax events. That was the first time I ever met Carl DeMaio in person.
Oh,
and
I don't remember you there.
Well, yeah. I was just off in the background setting stuff up. I started on the street team and then I was part-time on the weekends here at KFI. And then Clay got the promotion. There was Jacob who now runs Gary and Shannon. And then obviously someone else in between who I had to learn from.
I think there were two more.
No, just one.
Okay.
Just one. But
I remember two, but maybe there was
there might have been a couple of brief tryouts.
Yeah, I think there was somebody that didn't even last an hour.
Yes, you're right. Actually, there were two, if that's actually correct. There was someone after their first training session with Jacob looked at Jacob and was like, I don't think I can do this.
Oh, I remember that guy.
And
Ken started glaring at him and he ran.
I'm glad you're there for John. You got a big future. Yes. And as you said, you're young and I don't think he's liked the board op better than you.
Really?
I have to say that. I don't think so.
I like Clay a lot. don't start this. Doesn't have to be ranked.
Well, yeah, but I think you guys have a lot more in common. Let me put it that way. Your love of sports and all this stuff you talk about.
Okay.
Yes. But you bond easier, right?
It's funny, though, because, Ken, you said that
Clay used to go, go, team, go.
You said that no one wants to work with you guys, and I had always heard that sort of rumor or whatever, and once I started working on the show, I just approached you guys like normal human beings, and it's been great.
A lot of stupid stories about us, and I have no idea where they came from, because I've been told that, well, I heard you said this. It's like, I never said that. Well, Ken said, no, he never said that either. There's some malevolent people that roam the hallways and I think start trouble.
Because it's more salacious and fun to believe the untruth.
Just to make stuff up. Well, I mean, I never knew that Ken had a directive that nobody should look into his eyes. I just learned that yesterday.
That is not a true story.
I looked into his eyes.
And I don't know why you called that person. I could have given you a list and you haven't come up with a few people I wanted to hear from.
Well, you should have sent me a list.
You didn't ask. I didn't know you were doing this.
Well, I wanted to surprise you. Well, you have 40 minutes. If you got somebody.
It's all right.
When we come back, have we taken this break yet?
No.
Okay.
We need not.
Okay. All right. We need to take a break. Well, we've got more people recorded goodbyes, and we've got another montage to play of things that happened back in the 2000s. John and Ken, KFI. All right. John and Ken Show, John Cobell and Ken Shampoo, KFI AM 640 live everywhere. On the iHeartRadio app, Ken's last day. And before we run out of time, we have several quick goodbyes, farewell messages. And we're going to start with, I forgot who we're going to start with. Mark Garagos called in. Yes.
Well, as I'm on the record, two bigger idiots you'll never meet. But now we're down to one useful idiot.
Hey.
I'm bidding you a fond farewell. And I actually mean it. I come to enjoy the give and take with you two. I look forward to seeing the next incarnation of both of your careers. And good luck to both of you, John and Ken.
And Scott Peterson is still guilty. Thank you.
Oh, I know. He still can get his freedom. They're working on that, right? A new trial?
I know. That's next year's next year's task. Okay.
It's all for you.
We have...
And I'm leaving you Trump against Biden. That's yours, too.
Thanks a lot. we have Petros down the hall.
Hey, Ken. It's Petros Papadakis from the sports station and wanted to congratulate you on a spectacular radio career and wish you luck in your endeavors, and, well, good luck in the ACC with the Cal Golden Bears.
Ooh, yes.
I know they'll do great in this new modern age of college football. You're a class act, Ken, and have always been somebody to look up to. Thank you for the music.
That's a good finish. That's a good stunning end. Great guy, P. Yeah, he got me into a couple of football games. Very, very nice guy.
Finally, for this grouping, we've got somebody we worked with for a long time, but rarely got to speak to in person.
Yeah. Huh?
Ken, it's Mike Nolan. From the very first time that I introduced myself to you and John in the stairwell at KFI in Ardmore, it has been such a pleasure to be a part of the show. Through celebrity trials and fires and floods and through riots, all the things that happened over all those years, working every afternoon with you guys was just such a pleasure for me. And when I do a resume right now, it's not the stations I work for. It's the people I work for. And you will be right at the top of that list. All the best going forward, Ken. Take care.
Oh, another nice guy.
He did traffic on our show for probably 20 years.
Many, many years. Yeah, Mark Dennis and Mike Nolan.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Mark, of course, passed away, but also beloved. Great guys, both of them. Yeah. All right. That's it? All right. I can go now?
For now. I mean, still to come.
Still to come.
We have...
Okay, because I want to talk about the Republican presidential debate tonight. I'm really on edge for it.
You could do that after 4 o'clock on Conway's show.
Oh, by the way, Ken, real quick, Angel Martinez, she wanted me to wish you a happy retirement
Oh, thank you very much.
Well, all right, so we come back. We're going to play a really cool montage from the mid-2000s, and Mark Garagos is in that montage. And we're going to hear from the original program director we worked for out here in L.A., David Hall, who actually hired us twice at KFI. And, you know, we'll replay our first recorded guest of the show because nobody's going to believe that he really called in. John and Ken Show, KFI. John and Ken Show, John Cobalt and Ken Champeau. It's KFI AM 640 live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. It's the last half hour of Ken.
Yeah. And then, not even 20-something minutes.
And then he stops working for the rest of his life.
Probably.
But he's going to, he might be at a local animal shelter.
Yeah, right. Look for me.
He'll be feeding.
Please adopt and adopt frequently.
He might be feeding some puppies.
Maybe
run into him. We have a guest that you asked for is on the phone.
I can't believe that you did not think of this. Actually, you did a nice job today and yesterday and all week, but you overlooked somebody very important to the John and Ken Show. Did you realize that with this guest?
Well, I don't know who the guest is.
It is Casey Bartholomew.
Oh,
do you know who that is?
Oh, geez.
Our first board op, and of course, the creator of the OJ updates and that presidential election update.
Well, how embarrassing.
And I reached out to him. I said, they did not ask you to come on.
Casey. Yeah,
guys, I'm on break at McDonald's here, so I don't have a lot of time.
Sure. All right. We'll be quick. Any thoughts to add to this?
I am shocked that you're leaving. I thought you'd sit around and just cash the paycheck for them until they wheeled you out of there. That's what I'm surprised.
It was a good gig. It's a good point.
I know that's what John's doing. So.
Casey, I'm sorry. I just didn't think...
came to KFI. He was the first board op we had. He was excellent.
No excuse.
I was here. And what was funny is that when you guys first got there, I thought John was the nice one because he came over and talked to me, and Ken kind of threw me a little dismissive wave. And then as I got to know you guys, I realized that, no, John's kind of a son of a bitch, and Ken's a really nice guy.
There you go. Casey and I hung out. We played tennis. Yeah,
we did. And after I left, it was like every so often, I'd get an email from Ken, and we would chat, and John would just, like, you know, get lost. So I won't be calling in on John's last show. That's all I'm saying.
All right, this is what I wanted.
Finally,
he gives me some corporate lawyer yesterday. I'm like, I barely knew that guy. This guy, I know. What are you doing?
I was like, what did he get, like a Dear Mr. Champeau, on behalf of...
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Yeah,
I would like to thank you for your many years of dedication and service to the show.
He was the program director.
Yeah, but I've been in touch with Casey over the years, and Casey went off to have his own radio career and still on the air.
I didn't know that. You never came in and said, hey, I talked to Casey today.
Oh, well, sometimes he'd email both of us.
I emailed you, you bastard? I...
Yeah, John doesn't respond. I always did. Right.
No, it doesn't. Jeez.
It's hard for me to respond.
I mean, if you guys remember those OJ updates, they were forever classic.
They were unbelievably good.
No, I mean,
I don't like to use the word genius, but sometimes...
I don't know how you came up with that stuff, too, and does that delivery. Everybody loved that flat delivery.
Yes, that was just perfect.
Well, thank you for allowing me to shine the light on myself.
Yes.
You guys are, you guys are great, so I'm sorry to see it end. I mean, I know John's still there, but let's face it, it's not going to be the same.
Nah! Well, I knew you'd come through.
I hope you make it to assistant manager.
Look, there's a couple of illegal aliens in here who are gunning for it, and with Wokens and everything, I don't know if I have the chance. So.
Well, look, I have faith in you. Thanks for calling.
Okay. Supersize that. Okay. Thanks a lot, guys.
It's working while he's talking to us. All right, Casey, thank you so much for coming on.
Thanks a lot. Best of luck, Ken. And John, you just keep being you.
No doubt. It hasn't changed in these 30 years.
That is our
first KFI board op. They call them now technical directors, right? They changed.
You came up with that term.
Me? No.
I thought you did. This is on the air one day. You started calling Clay a technical director.
Because he did.
Oh, I was going to say Clay came up with that.
His email and see that thing at the bottom, the title. And that's why I brought it up, because I thought it was kind of funny. It's like, you're not a gas station attendant anymore.
Like garbage men became sanitation engineers. That's
yes,
what I thought it was.
Technical director sounds really swifty, high tech.
It was part of that movement.
Well, we do more than just board op.
Yeah, I know. But that's a perfect title. And
that's right. I think back then Casey was just board op and didn't seem to care. That's just the way it goes.
But
it's okay. Again, you did a fine job. I just thought you overlooked.
I did overlook. I reached out
to him in the last half hour. I'm like, they didn't call you? We'll fix that.
My fault. We have our final montage to play. This is all stuff in the mid-2000s. And you're going to hear the recall, Gray Davis, and the night that Schwarzenegger won the election. And a little bit of political human sacrifice. Garagos is on here. What is this? Oh, yeah. The Angry Mob March. And a couple of Jesse Jackson clips as well. Oh, and a Viragosa story. So all this in the next montage. Roll it.
Am I delighted that I have a recall? No. But am I going to run away from it? Absolutely not. I'm going to fight like a Bengal tiger. This recall is just a bunch of sour grapes by a bunch of losers.
You overthrew the government tonight. Congratulations. There was a coup. There was a revolution, and you did it. Governor Gumby, Gray Davis, out on the street.
Hello, this is Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger. I'm just calling to urge you to join me in supporting my friend, Congressman David Dreyer.
The bonfire has been lit. It's time for political human sacrifice.
David Dreyer filed a federal election complaint, and he wants us in jail because we're criticizing him.
He must think this is Mexico.
Yeah.
This is Mark Garagos. I listen to John and Ken whenever I'm in Los Angeles, because two bigger morons you won't find.
We, the jury in the above entitled cause, fix the penalty at death.
Ha, 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 Garagos. I'm only sad that Garagos isn't going down to the death chamber with Peterson.
Oh.
They ought to get the death sofa out for the two of you.
It's the Angry Mob March in Washington, D.C.
You're making an impact.
Give yourself
already
a big hand. You actually changed the course of this legislation.
With all the praying you've done with him, how come he can't control his desires for young boys?
I would not address that. Michael Coleman asked me to talk with him, and I do, and I would pray with you as well if you asked me to.
Well, if I need a prayer set, I will call you.
Indeed.
Tookie must die for murdering four innocent people.
Reverend Jackson, anything to say to our KFI audience? Do you know the names of the victims in this story?
Yes, but I don't want to deal with that tonight.
He doesn't want to deal with the victims.
And I'm getting shoved out of the picture here.
It is such a historic day. The day to find out just how addicted to illegal immigration you are.
We clean your toilets.
What are they going to do with it all? Can you imagine FedEx and UPS showing up all day and night, dropping off boxes and boxes of toilet brushes? This is too good.
To Viragos's office.
Yeah.
From the floor to the ceiling, the entire room. Because he shouted out, "We clean your toilets." Trying to
toilet brushes.
Yes,
That was quite a collection of memories in that little compact.
See your whole life go by there in a whiz.
I know, everything flashed by. All the big, yeah, you're right. I forgot that Jesse Jackson called in and you challenged him on Michael Jackson.
Michael Jackson, yeah.
I forgot that.
Prayers weren't working. Now, we play this at the top of the show, but just so you see that Gray Davis, even though we were unmerciless in having him thrown out of office during the recall, replaced by Schwarzenegger, he did, for real, this is not an impersonation, call in to wish Ken a farewell.
This is Gray Davis. Now, I know some of you may be wondering why I'm calling to wish Ken well. Well, I do wish him well, but I'm calling primarily to make sure he's actually retiring. And John, if you're listening, when the time is right, I'm happy to wish you farewell. Now, I know you guys advertise yourselves as equal opportunity critics. I never really believed that. But shortly after I left office, I think 4 days has passed, and you were criticizing poor Arnold. He just got there. I can't remember exactly what you were criticizing him for, but at the very end you said, even Gray Davis would not have done that. And I thought to myself, maybe these guys really do criticize everybody.
There you go.
I made a career out of it.
Look at that. You got Gray Davis to give me a farewell message. Tinged with the hopes you leave too soon.
That's right. That sounded a little bit of bitterness there.
Yeah.
At the very end. All right, we come back. We're David Hall, man who hired us twice here at KFI. And then, Ken is going to say goodbye.
I guess I got to, huh?
Yeah. We're in the final minutes here. Ken's last show, John and Ken Show, KFI. AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. The John and Ken Show. John Cobalt, Ken Shampoo. Live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. The last segment with Ken today.
Yeah.
And if you missed most of this, sometime after 4 o'clock, it will be a podcast. John and Ken.
It better be the most downloaded ever.
Yes, John and Ken on demand on the iHeart app. Before we go, we have one more recorded guest, and he's the man who came to New Jersey to listen to our show. He got a tip from a radio radio consultant, saved us from New Jersey. And he hired us not once, but twice after the infamous contract dispute when we left and worked across town for a year and a half. He hired us back. And David Hall, the original, our original program director on KFI going back to 1992. Here he is.
Hey, guys. This is a blast from your past, David Hall. I brought you guys out here from New Jersey. Feels like 100 years ago now. Ken, I'm sure to you it definitely feels like 100 years ago. And I just got to say how proud I am of both of you and everything that you guys have done. Ken, I'm happy for you. I wish you the best. Man, I picture you just kicking back and, you know, and doing your thing and relaxing, and you certainly have deserved that. One thing that I've always really loved about you guys, both of you guys together, is, as you both know, there are so many talk shows in our business that are in the anger business. And you guys have never been in the anger business. You guys are in the entertaining business, but you're also in the make this place better business with all of the different issues that you've tackled and dealt with and succeeded at changing over all of these years. And I just think that's the coolest thing and very unique. So Ken, Godspeed. John, I'm very excited to hear what you've got coming up next and how this is going to go.
Me too. The John Cobalt Show.
Well, I'm just going to keep doing
it's going to be shockingly different.
It's going to keep doing the same thing.
I think so. There'll still be a moist line.
I'll pause once in a while. By the way, keep your connection and feel free to dial up and,
my connection. Yeah, I've been home for 3 years. I don't know if people knew that.
I
was slowly retiring, fading away from Burbank. Oh, I hated that commute. I really did. It was the worst. It just drains you. I don't know how people do it every day. I just don't get it.
Well, if you really...
I did that for, 18 years at that...
Yeah.
Well, 2004 to 2020.
Right.
Look, I've been asked over the years two completely divergent points of view. There's people who say, oh, you just sit on the air and talk to another guy for 3 hours? Wow, it's got to be fun and easy. I like to do that. And then there's the extreme other side. How do you do that? How do you come up with stuff to say? How do you know what to do? Oh, I'd be so scared. The truth is, it's somewhere in between. But I always knew I had to do it with somebody else. So ran into you, and it worked from day one. I appreciate that. And I've been very lucky to have this career and make this much money.
Why, thank you.
It was easy. Although, because there's ratings involved, it always gets nerve-wracking. And, you know, we had a couple of episodes over the years that led me to believe we were done. But we always came back, and that's great.
That's right. We were never done. We always kept going. It's not over. It's never over.
It's not over. That's a good one.
Well, look, we accomplished a lot. I don't think there's another team in talk radio that was on as long as we've been on, had an audience as large as we've had over 30 years now, 31 years, and made as much money for their companies as we have. And if there's a record book for that, we're in it. And I want to thank you. You've been the perfect radio partner. We could not have done better. And I'm serious. If you're bored one afternoon, just give Ray a call and you can come on.
Tend not to look back, but you never know, right? Maybe in that alternate universe, there'll be another John and Ken show.
Just to hang out.
Just to
hang out. Just to taunt. I'll get a vegan story.
Yeah, forget me in 2 weeks.
You can talk.
No. You'll come back from the Christmas vacation and be like, who's that guy? Well, it's been a pleasure. It's been a long time. And we will stay in touch somehow.
Yes.
Especially when celebrities die.
Yes. I do have to come over to your house. So you got to tell me when. Because I have a present I do not want to mail.
Okay. Then I got nothing for you.
No, I didn't.
My best wishes.
You're the one leaving.
Okay.
You get the present.
All right.
Till next time.
And I have to do this because I said I would do this. Ding dong.
Ding dong. John and Ken show. I'll be back on Tuesday by myself. And thank you all for listening to us for the last 31 years in Los Angeles. And we'll continue. We'll keep it going. And I'll find a way to get him to come by once in a while. John and Ken show, KFI AM 640.
You're listening to John Kobelch on demand from KFI AM 640.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
You never want to find yourself out on the water fishing without the essentials. So it's best to always pack a Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie to protect against the sun. I mean, it provides great protection and it's really breathable so you don't get hot. That's a win-win. Columbia PFG has a lot of great gear. So before you head out on the water, head over to Columbia.com/PFG to shop their performance fishing gear. This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
There are choices that can change your life.
Like the choice to start routine colorectal cancer screening at age 45.
It's one of the most common cancers for women and men, and it doesn't always have symptoms.
But there's good news. Routine screening can catch colorectal cancer early and even prevent it.
And there's even better news. You have screening options.
Make the choice to put your health first. Talk to your doctor about your screening options or visit cdc.gov/screenforlife for more information.